This morning is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32 to 37, and can be found on page 1096 of your church Bibles. Page 1096, Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. The believers share their possessions. All the believers were in one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them. There were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he needed. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned, and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading can be found on page 1056 in your church Bibles. The reading is taken from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. The widow's offering. As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. "I tell you the truth," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Apologies. Oh, there you go. You can hear me now. I'm not sure which one.
You're hearing me on that one, aren't you?
There we go. Right, okay, apologies. Who wants some money? There we go. All right. Tracy wants some money. There we go. Good catch. If you don't catch, you don't get it. Joe, do you think you can get it there? That's it. Almost took somebody out. Duncan, I am not throwing it that far. Who likes talking about money? People like talking about money when it's kind of coming your way. Yeah, don't always like talking about money when it's going the other way. And we want to talk about that. For those that haven't been around church, the last few months we've been talking about the early church, what it meant for these people. So this passage at the beginning of Acts is the people of God, God's disciples coming together, and a whole load of the characteristics of those people. And we've talked about how they broke bread together, how they taught each other about what Jesus had asked them, and they shared fellowship with each other, how they loved one another and were united. And then the bit that most English people don't like talking about, what they did with their money. Here we go. I found some jokes. These are dad jokes, I'm afraid. Yeah, but I'm a dad, so I'm allowed to tell dad jokes. Okay, on money. Yeah, always borrow money from a pessimist. Why do you always borrow money from a pessimist? Because they never expect it back. Yeah. Why is money called dough? Because you need it. There we go. That was a good groan. Why did the little boy eat his cash? Because it was his dinner money. Oh, there you go. And a few, well, I'm going to talk about being tight. Yeah, I apologise, Kate. Yeah, for some reason, Yorkshire people, yeah, have got a reputation for being careful and considerate with their money. Careful and considerate. Otherwise, other people would say it's tight. Yeah, a Yorkshire person is tighter than two coats of paint. Yeah, he's so tight he won't even tip his hat. Yeah, he's so tight he counts his fingers after he shakes your hand. Yeah, he's so tight he's still waiting for the Bible to come out in paperback. You know, we don't like talking about money, but this is a group of people in the early church that give to each other, to all that have need, to share what they have with each other. And as we're celebrating today, the way that this church has been over the last year, we are celebrating this as a church that has shared their resources, yeah, as a church, and come together and helped each other and been a part. This is a, you know, it's a great passage of the early church all the way through. These first few chapters of the book of Acts tell us about the early church. And at this point, it talks about the apostles not randomly giving away money. It wasn't they were wandering around in the street trying to give it to anybody that they could find. It wasn't about just giving it to their best friend. They laid their money at the apostles' feet and they distributed it to those that had need. It tells us about a guy called Barnabas. Barnabas, my favorite character from the Bible. My eldest son is called Barnabas. Great name. Yeah, and Barnabas sold his field. He sold his security so that he could be a part of this community. You know, we look around this passage and there's a whole load of stuff about unity and fellowship and teaching and baptizing and healing from the early church. They talk about the gospel, the good news of Jesus, about justice and power. And then finally, they talk about money. That they needed to give everything away to be a Christian in this context. You gave away and you shared all that you had. Actually, the passage after this is a little bit scary. It's a story of a couple called Ananias and Sapphira. And they said that they had sold a field like Barnabas and they'd given their money away. But they hadn't. They'd sold it and they'd kept some of that money. And they came to the apostles and they said, did you sell that for all of that money? Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, and it says Ananias dropped dead on the spot because he'd lied about what he'd done. And his wife came in and the same thing, the same fate came to her. It wasn't about necessarily the money that they had or hadn't given away. But they'd said and they had committed to this community and they'd said they'd sold their fields. And they hadn't. It's about the honesty and the openness. Because if you're in that community with such honesty, openness, and giving to each other, those people that try and hide stuff away is difficult. You know, they remember this group of disciples were living in what they saw as an apocalyptic vision. The end of the world was to come at any moment. That they abandoned themselves of their normal life and gave to each other. But what a community that develops out of this. Not a community. You look at some of this and we talk about giving. Sorry, we talk about giving and giving away fields and selling fields. It can kind of sound a little bit weird. It sounds like some American church that's going a bit off, giving all of their money away. But this church wasn't spending money on the pastor's hot tub, yeah, or the private jet. Yeah, or a big house. It was giving money so that all that had need could have their needs fulfilled. Yeah, that everybody could be a part of that community, that everybody was welcome, like we've welcomed Hugo into this church this morning. We are welcoming people in. We are making sure that they are provided for and they are cared for. And in the same way, this community was prepared to abandon their security. So for Barnabas, selling his field was his retirement. Selling his field was, well, if this doesn't go right with this Christian lot, then don't worry, I've got my field. And he believed so much in this good news, he was prepared to sell all of that and to leave it at the apostles' feet so that everybody that needed would be fulfilled. You know, we're called to be a generous people, generous with our time, generous with our acts, generous with our homes. I had lots of people around in the summer for barbecues. Yeah, it was great to see you. I think I've still got lots of people's bowls, yeah, at home that brought stuff. So, you know, if you're missing a bowl, yeah, it's probably in a bag by my front door. But please come round and get it. We want to be generous and share with each other. But we need to talk about money as well. And we want to celebrate today that the money in this church is in a good place. It's being given out of generosity and it's being given out of love. And we want to pray for the next year. How can we be, as a group of people, continually united together, continually be Jesus's disciples that share with one another, that love with one another, that are unified with one another and give to each other as they have need? I want us to celebrate, but also to pray. How is our year ahead? I mean, if anybody's got a field, by the way, yeah, and that they're wanting to sell, don't ask me. I don't know what, I have no idea how much a field is. Yeah, but you're welcome to. And we want to be thankful for each other. So Tracy's going to come and lead us now. You will notice we have some, I handed some party poppers around. Yeah, and some party hats. So those who got party hats, you can put your party poppers on now. And Tracy's going to explain how we're going to celebrate and be thankful to each other for this year.
Have you all found your party poppers in your pew? If you've not got a party popper, could you raise your hand, please? Because Duncan's like a coiled spring, ready for action to give them out. And so is Chris. If you need a party popper, put your hand up. Hey, we're on good catching form this morning, aren't we? Has everybody got who wants? Oh, raised hands at the back there. There's Vinny. Is that it now? Has everybody got one? Okay. Right. Have a look at your party popper. We're not setting it off yet because we're doing it slightly differently. But we need to consider health and safety while we're doing it, so just bear with me. I'm not risk assessing it. Well, you can, just, you know, not in writing. But we're going to do something with paper, but it's been promoted to party poppers. So, with your party popper, what I want you to do is think. While I'm talking now, just think about somebody in this building who you're thankful for. Because as Chris talked, he said it's not just money, it's gifts as well, isn't it? Who are you thankful for? My thankfulness is actually for a married couple. And Steve's going to come and pull the popper over your heads. That's what we're going to do. To bless them, we're going to pull the popper. So, not in the face, but up in the sky. Cover your eyes. Safety goggles. And I want to give thanks for Anne and Mike Williams because they're parents to Matthew, who is our Hannah's husband. So she wouldn't have a husband without Matthew. So thank you, Anne and Mike, for birthing Matthew. Yay! I think you need to hold him a bit higher. So just bit. So what I want you to do, who are you thankful for? go to that person and set off the popper. Who are you thankful for?